much of Parshas Tazria focuses on Dinei Tzaras. What does a person do if he has Tzaras on his skin, on his head, his garment has Tzaras? When is it Tomei, when is it Tohar? That's the focus of the Parsha. But before the Torah talks about Tzaras, it first discusses a different topic. If a woman gives birth to a baby boy, she's Tamei Aleida for 7 days. And the Pasuk continues that if she gives birth to a baby girl, she's Tamei for 14 days. This is the Torah's introduction to Hilchos Tzaras. The question is obvious. What's the connection between Tumas Leida and Tzaras? What's more, the halacha of Tumas Leida itself seems strange. A woman gives birth to a baby, she brings a new life into the world, and she becomes Tamei. We commonly associate Tumah with death. Giving birth is the exact opposite. Why should bringing a new life into the world make a woman Tamei? I think perhaps these two questions are connected. Maybe the answer to one can help us answer the second question as well. We all know the famous statement of Chazal, it's quoted in the Gemara in Erchin, that Tzaras comes because of Lashon Hara. Why does a person speak Lashon Hara? Rashi hints to one of the reasons at the beginning of Parshas Metzorah. The Pasuk there says that when a Metzorah becomes Tohar, he has to take an Eitz Erez, a Shnitolas, and an Ezov, a branch from a cedar tree, a little grass, and red thread. Says Rashi, Ve'etz Eretz, why does he take a branch from a cedar tree? L'vishanagoyin boyin algasas saruach, because Tzaras comes when a person is arrogant and haughty. Matakanoso v'yisrape, what's his cue, says Rashi, Yashbil atzmo migavoso ketolas ucha'ezo. He should lower himself from his gaiva, like the low grass, like a worm. It seems as though Rashi is telling us that Tzaras comes for two reasons, for Lashon Hara and for gaiva. But perhaps it's really all just one reason. Maybe what Rashi is saying is that sometimes a person speaks Lashon Hara because he thinks too highly of himself. So he belittles other people. He denigrates them. He doesn't appreciate their value. Well, maybe it's that he wants to think too highly. He wants to think highly of himself. So he knocks other people. He tears them down to build himself up so he can feel better about himself. What's his cure? He has to correct his perception of himself relative to other people. If he'd only realize that everyone has a unique role to play in this world, and that no one's contribution is more important than that of anyone else, then he wouldn't denigrate other people. If only he realized the value of his own contribution, he wouldn't feel the need to speak ill of other people just to make himself feel better. Maybe that's why the Torah prefaces its discussion of Tzaras by first talking about Tumas Leida, to emphasize this point. Why does a woman become Tameya when she gives birth? Because a living human being has left her body. It doesn't matter that this young child has yet to accomplish anything. It doesn't matter that on the surface this baby has nothing special about it as of yet. What matters is that the baby has chiyus. It has potential. It will have what to contribute to society. That's why when its mother gives birth, and she loses this source of chiyus, she loses this source of life, she becomes Tamei. The halacha of Tumas Leida teaches us that all people really are created equal. What generates Tumas Leida is the inherent value of each and every individual. That's the lesson that a Metzorah has to internalize to do a complete shuvah. And that's perhaps why the Torah mentions Tumas Leida before it even begins to talk about Tzaras. Sometimes we forget this lesson. We think that there are certain people that are more important than others. Sometimes we even denigrate ourselves. We don't think highly enough of ourselves. Comes the parasha of Tzaras and teaches us that every individual has chashivas. Every person has a role to play. Everyone has what to contribute. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't play favorites. He loves each and every one of us. You know why? Because he knows the greatness that each one of us can achieve. It's up to us to realize that potential. Shabbos.